Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids where the content of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
Salam alaikum wa barakatuh, Amoti, Auntie Reem.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Really good, thank
Hurting
you.
Blessed. How
Hurting
are you?
Blessed. Well, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
All right.
So Hussain, you pressed the button as well? Nice. So we're live, 25 hour.
I'm out of frame. See, I told you I'm sitting back.
You're going to
have to do it again. I warned you multiple times.
This is what happens when you move to visual content.
Content.
You know what I mean? Are we good?
Thank you.
Can we move around? Yeah, because I cannot sit in the middle of print.
You, that the Shattaf report is the centerpiece of hygiene. Mm. I don't understand. Like, I love how he introed this thing saying she goes to the bathroom the most outside, like a ferret.
She has the best colon out of all of us. Yeah. Therefore, like she uses
ferret
most of the
bathrooms. And, like a street rat. And by the way, the Shattaf is the centerpiece of health and cleanliness, in my opinion.
Yeah. So those of you that don't know, the way we got to the Shattaf report is because every time we wanted to travel, and we've said this story many times, I said I will not stay in a place that doesn't have a shattaf.
Yes.
And then in some of the shows, I don't know how the topic always came up and we talked about shattaf.
Because we talk about it travels, I think, yeah, quite often. So that's how it came up.
Yeah. Yes. And for those listeners who don't know what a shattaf is, it's a bidet or a booty hose.
A bidet?
A bidet.
It's not a bidet.
I mean, it's like a bidet. It cleans your bum.
Yeah, but it's not a bidet.
It's just
it's a hose.
It's a hose. Water it's hose. A booty hose.
That's a little shorter and for your booty.
Yeah.
Okay, then one of Reem's many hobbies, as you know, a lot of old Canadians collect coins. Reem collects websites.
Important data about
websites. So she wants to set up shattafers.com, which translated into, press the button, Roti. It's the Shattafers. Which is a report Reem is going to give us every week in every show. One place that she's been through that she either recommends or does not recommend based on the following criteria that she's going to explain. Reem, what is the criteria?
This is the highlight of my career, guys. Okay, so the first thing is the construction of the shattaf. There are so many different kinds and they all vary. So the shattaf exists and the construction of it is your first criteria.
This is
by
very
the way.
Well thought of. Oh my God.
This is go serious,
ahead,
bro.
Go ahead, no. It's calculated, bro.
Perfect. I love it. No, I'm saying it because I love it. It's so well thought
of. So there's different kinds. Top button, bottom button. Like we'll talk about these in the episodes to come.
Yes, ma'am.
The second is water pressure. If there is no water pressure, you are not getting cleaned or you're not getting cleaned enough and you're wasting more water.
Or
so
if there's
not
a lot of water pressure and you stay there for a lot and there's something wrong with you and you need to see somebody.
Listen, there's a stroke for every folk. I don't judge you. I'm just here to bring the information. Wow. What you do with the pressure hose is not my problem.
Nice.
You tell him, Reem.
The third one is the temperature of the water. Ooh. I like a tepid like 25 to 26, but you know, it's up to you. Akawi will tell me now, how does your butt have a temperature gauge?
Look how
whatever?
She jumps to these conclusions. I didn't say anything.
Were
what
you not going to say it? You know,
I wasn't.
This is a moment of…
Welcome to Reem's Plane.
This is…
Not-
this is
she's
inception.
About to re-explain things right now.
But wait, you forgot one last criteria.
This is a segment within a segment.
Interrupted.
It's a segment within a segment.
This is now Inception.
Go for
We're now in Dukan Inception. Okay. Tell me you weren't going to tell me about how my butt was going to temperature control.
Is there more criteria or is those three?
No, the water temperature.
Water temperature.
The water temperature, the construction of the shattaf. The actual pressure of the shattaf. And finally, I think we should have bonus points for the bathroom experience. No,
you missed one.
Oh, I did?
Mm. Yes.
What did I miss?
Toilet paper. Is it 2-ply? Is it 3-ply? Is that cheap 100%. Kind? You know what
that's
I mean?
100%.
True.
And if you got a
and
leaf or a stone or something like that, don't even come to… Like,
what?
That's breaking… Yo, sometimes people leave you abandoned.
I understand the leaf.
Ah, you mean
what
as
is
in
a
there
stone?
Isn't… When you say leaf, what you mean like there isn't toilet paper?
Yeah, and you have to use a leaf or a trees like that surround us.
What's the stone though?
What
does the stone have to do with it?
Listen, if you're in the outback and there's a… We
see,
are
this
in,
is when you press
you're gonna
the
find
explain.
A, wait.
Welcome to Explain.
I remind you, we don't live on the island. We live on the desert. You have leaves flying around in the desert? No, there's more stones and sand than there are leaves. If you got to dry up, you got to dry up using a stone sometimes. I've never done it, but I would imagine that's how we would MacGyver the situation.
So this is what are you air dry? Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you air dry?
You want me to air dry in the public in the desert?
You're in the toilet. Just sit it out on your phone and wait a couple extra minutes.
First of all, this is why I'm so glad I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. It does not take an extra few minutes for ladies to dry up. It's very different, okay? We have a completely different experience. No.
Okay, so again, the Can Show is not about shut-offers. There's a segment. This is way.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
What I should add. I need a wrap it up button.
So just to translate what just happened here. So the shut-off report is a weekly report that Dream's going to say about a place that she visited. She's going to name the place. She's going to say why they're either at the top of their game or they're not at the top of their game.
Right.
She's going to evaluate based on the nozzle, if it's up or down, the temperature, the pressure, and the tissue paper. And then they get bonus points for
the ambiance, for the
architecture. All right, and so
what we like to call immersion.
And just like the Source Awards, the Source Magazine's rating for rappers, they used to give you like 2.5 mics if you're
right.
Five mics if you're a dope rapper. We offer out of five shut-offs.
Yes, five meaning they are the creme de la creme of shut-offers. Zero means they're shit.
Agreed.
Get it?
Yeah. So for this week, Reem, who is?
We start at the top.
We're just saying one, huh? Just saying one. You can do a list. Oh, okay. Who's the number one? Who's the, who should other shut-offers, bathrooms look up to?
Kinoya in the greens.
Fire.
Okay.
Why?
I'll tell you why.
They're fire.
Welcome to the shut-off.
They got a double play.
So the reason they rank the number one, they're the number one throne.
Number one.
They're the number one throne that we've experienced. Keep in mind, our data can only go as far as my butt can go at this point. But here's what it is. You walk in and it is a immaculate, completely clean.
They get immaculate.
The washroom is completely clean. Like it is so beautifully maintained. It's not a big bathroom. It's a tiny little bathroom. And the toilet is one of them Japanese ones with music, air.
Is that the one Drake gifted DJ Khaled?
Yes, exactly that one.
That's the one.
It is exactly that one.
It's more than my rent.
Yo, straight up. It stays warm.
The seat is warm.
Drake, if you're listening to this, and I'm from Barsha.
Listen, he's not your friend.
I'm in Barsha.
He's not your friend. But listen, so the seats are heated, right? And
that's like a spa.
It is. Yeah, the whole experience is a vibe.
And as it turns, like if you press a button and it cleans itself.
The toilet seat cleans itself. So let's rack it against the criteria. Number one, the construction.
I have something to add to my bucket.
It goes, it's up there. This thing is a beautiful piece of work and it all works. It's all finessed, right? Truth. The second thing, water pressure. Perfect water pressure. You have three options.
I've been there.
You can get a light, a medium, and a strong option. And the jets come from different locations. You can also choose that on the remote.
I think that's like chess for shut-offs. You know what I mean? Like
limitless options. Living a life of luxury.
The temperature. The temperature, it's a vibe. You have two options for temperature, I think. You can get like warm or warmer, but still, it's good both ways. Don't worry.
Congratulations for talking this week.
We're going there for the noodles, but really…
We're going there for your toilet. And finally, on the bonus points… I think they actually had 3-ply. Like, I don't think they had 2-ply. I think they had… This thing was cushiony, all right? So, on that note, public service announcement. Go to Kinoya because it's dope as all hell. But the bathroom, king of the thrones at this point.
Nice.
I'm sure it will be toppled at one point now that we're on the journey. But today, they ranked number one.
Wraps up our segment of… It's the
Shut-Off.
I like that. Shout out to Tech.
Yeah, it's very good.
The vocals. Tech fixed the word report though.
Vocals are great on this.
So back to the Can Show.
The show within
back
the show.
Back to why we're actually
back
here.
Back to why we're here. So have you guys been seeing this thing that's on Instagram where a guy asked AI to draw villains based on countries?
Yes,
I saw that.
But I didn't see what… Okay, go ahead.
No, did you? That's my first question.
I saw it, but I scrolled through. I didn't think that it was a thing.
Okay, one, how cool was that?
Very.
Any takers on which countries we like the most?
I didn't go through the countries.
So, okay, why? Because it doesn't have Canada?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I have a devil's advocate thought, but once you're done…
This is what I'm going to get to. I want to get to this whole AI chat, everything that's been going on. This is my trigger question.
Explain to me what you liked.
I like how you got a trigger question. I'm ready. Let me set up for this.
Explain to me what you guys liked and what you didn't like.
No, no. So I loved it, by the way.
Yeah.
Like the whole, how the AI drew the countries. Like it was everywhere on my feed. Like in different, people reposted it or in different channels. Even channels that have nothing to do with technology posted just because it was really cool.
Right.
But then it had me thinking about this whole ChatGPT and like all these new stuff where you just like input minimal information. It just solves your life and it gets you really close to like how robots will start functioning and start easing your life or start taking over.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm here for this.
Here
you know, but this is why I'm opening this because like I didn't go like, oh shit, I didn't feel intimidated. You know what I mean? I wasn't scared. I'm like, I'm here for it. You know what I mean? What do you guys think?
Okay, I'm here for the tech. I love it. I find it super exciting. I like seeing AIs solving different things, right? Like ChatGPT at the moment, my new best friend.
صح?
Yo, like…
What do you use it for?
So for example, I saw this on TikTok and I tried it. And I was like, okay, that's great. It's going to make my presentations a lot easier. Especially when I'm researching topics. Because like I'll pull out a lot of articles. So if I'm not in the mood to read a 15, 20 plus pages article… I copy paste the text into ChatGPT and I'll type in summarize the following into 15 bullet points. And it'll give me the top bullet points of what I need to know.
Okay. Like I really want to know how will schools and universities find a way to prevent students from cheating and making their essays every… I wish I had this. Where was this? Where was this a couple of years ago? Not so long ago. Where was this three, four years ago when I was in high school?
Those summary documents, the Dolan notes. And stuff.
Yeah, no. But those, like…
Yachi, cool. Fire, bro.
No, yeah. I think that only… I don't think every single… what is it called? A diploma requires essay writing. Like, I mean? And I think we should eliminate that. And this does that. I think that you should… Our whole systems are changing. And I think this is dope. I think it's exactly what we need.
The only thing… Here's the thing. So the ChatGPT example is great. I think the only missing factor, which I don't know if that'll be solved anytime soon, but it's something that I'm excited to see, is where the human factor is critical thinking.
Yeah.
That's the piece that you don't take everything for what it gives… Like word for word for what it gives you. You have to have critical thought as you approach it.
Give us an example, Yoti.
So for example, in… So for example, we were looking to start a new show and I was testing out titles. We were pitching a podcast to a client and I was testing out show titles. So I wrote a description and I asked for titles in English and in Arabic and it'll give me like 10 options. Sometimes it might feel like Google Translate. You have to have critical thought to be able to process that and validate it or maybe switch it around. So it kind of does part of the work for you, but it's not a creative tool. So it's not going to do all the work for you. The human creativity, critical thought, your approach to analysis is what you bring to the table sometimes.
I see it as a new machine at the gym.
Completely.
Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I think that creativity… Well, I approach life like creativity is a muscle. When we build business, when we do it, it's a muscle. And if you don't use it, it's going to atrophy. But if you use it, it's expansive. It doesn't have a
bound.
And I just see AI… And this is… This is something that I'm learning is I don't want to fear it. I want it to be a product that, you know, improves our world, that brings more love and more creativity to the world. And if you use it as a crutch, then that's on you.
Yeah.
Your creativity doesn't have that expand. You're afraid of yourself.
Yeah.
But I think that if we use it as a way to push ourselves beyond the boundaries of what we know within us, that's dope as all hell. Like, it brings you to new universes.
Yeah. As long as you make it work for you and not do things instead of you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because at some point…
And like, for me, ChatGPT is my employee.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I do think that there are menial tasks that we shouldn't need to do. And that's why this helps.
That's where it comes
right?
in. Yeah.
The theory was that technology was supposed to take away menial tasks so we could be more creative and philosophize and… take time to like have big ideas.
Right. I can't wait to buy a robot butler.
You know?
All on fire.
Honestly. So, I don't like doing laundry, doing dishes. These things I think should be like
automated.
Systematized like
like
Futurama in my whole world.
Oh.
I don't see the reason for why we should continue to do those things.
No, I love it. I think that's the
Cut
way to go about
vegetables.
It.
My vegetables.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Exactly.
Soup.
Exactly.
You know?
So there was this
Boiled
whole
rice.
Concept of like… You would
massage.
Order things that get 3D printed. So there's no wastage. So whatever you want right now gets 3D printed and then disintegrates or you eat it. And I thought about… like so. Imagine
I don't get how we got to 3D print.
You can,
so
3D
rather, you can eat 3D prints?
No, so like that's a future thought. Like future.
No, but at the moment there are people experimenting. Like you could 3D print chocolate and different things that you could actually eat.
So rather than
What are
you,
the nutritional factors? Of
we don't obviously… I'm just trying… All I'm trying to say is that like… I believe that AI and technology is for us. It's not something like, do you believe that the machines will take over one day? Genuinely, you actually believe that?
I mean, personally, not so much. But I just want to bring it back because I had a note that I wanted to add before we move forward. On the villains of villains from around the world, right, based on where they're from. Here's the thing with AI. In some ways, sometimes, it'll always show you the creator of that AI. Meaning, it's so stereotypically, sometimes slightly racially, you know, plays to the colonizer's perspective of what certain countries could look like or what they personify as. So when you look at the Arab one versus when you look at the Scandinavian versus when you look at the British or the Indian or the East Asian, there's a stereotype that was deployed in the AI's result of creating these artworks.
But the way that it was deployed in these artworks, it showed the warrior of Shows.
Correct.
There was
it's a villain warrior.
I didn't say anything racial.
No. It's not that it was racist, but it's a stereotype. Like, that's what you think when you think, oh, a Chinese villain or, you know, an Indian villain. Like, the Indian villain looked like an elephant. Like, the characters that were created by the AI.
But that's the source. The AI doesn't make it up on its own.
Correct.
It's based on the creator.
Exactly.
It was more historical, I think. It was more data-driven. Data-driven.
So the data is biased. Yeah. There is no data that's not biased, right?
So in some ways, that's the beauty, but also sort of the double-edged sword of it, where now it kind of puts the onus on us where we need to be able to provide more data that is more insightful about places to kind of fight what is a stereotypical, you know, perception. And stereotypes are there for a reason, which I understand. But just sort of to throw a devil's advocate left.
I see what you mean. I mean, look, I think that at first glance, it's always going to reflect the world at large and the information that we've put in it, right? So like, I actually would be interested to say, like, draw a real map of the world. If you draw a real map of the world, Africa is like massive.
Correct.
In comparison to the way North America is. Like,
the way it's currently drawn.
The way it's currently drawn is actually not the way the world actually looks topically. So
shout out to the flat earthers.
Right. So what I'm saying, I can't. If you're a flat earther, we can't be friends. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm so sorry.
My data is biased. But what I'm trying to say is, like, I would like to imagine a world where we just input more information and bias is in that moment, sort of disappears in a way.
But
ChatGPT is racist? She's racist?
I don't know. We should ask her. Oh, we should ask her.
You can't ask her a question like that. It's not Siri.
Let's find out.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to the idea.
All right.
But because, I mean, I don't know who's the AI or what's the AI tool that created the artworks, right? That's a different one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we just moved into ChatGPT because that's a fan favorite at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was doing a lot of cool stuff on Twitter as well. Like, I was watching some of the outputs of it.
Yeah, I still hesitate to play with it genuinely because I write a lot and I'm not sure.
Having ChatGPT write your novel?
So there is, yes.
I would.
I was thinking of actually having a section where I have it write a chapter. And I integrate the, because what is a book but a series of paragraphs so I integrate the chapter into the book. But I wondered if it was like a real departure. Anyways, I have anxiety about doing that, but I think that's why I should do it. Because I'm nervous about it. Like, it's going to be a better writer than me. It's going to be the best written chapter in the book. And that's just my ego being like, ugh, let's do this.
There's red flags everywhere.
Fine, let's do it.
You just called ChatGPT a better writer than you. How does your ego playing a role in this?
Well, no, that's the reason I'm not doing it. Because I don't. Okay. I fear that rejection and failure deeply. But we'll you know what? I'm going to do it. I'll do it. I'll do it this week and report back.
Yes, please do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to make it write the whole book. it's a slippery slope, guys. Watch out. This is what I was talking about.
Yo, I'm here for it.
Well, on that note, keep your eyes out on Reem's next ChatGPT authored book.
Chapter.
Reem versus book. No, I'm going to make it.
Reem versus the machine.
Reem versus the machine. I'm going to make write a chapter, but I have a feeling I'm going to make it write the book and see what happens.
I don't think you're allowed to make it write the book.
Yeah. No. It's not about that. I think it's about me being critical about it and having a conversation with it.
Or
let's see.
You know what you could do? You can ask it to like connect chapters for you.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
You know, things that are not connected.
Like the machine in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, and then in the in the audiobook, it's read by that TikTok voice, the girl.
Come in.
Why not?
Come in. You're going to have ChatGPT write it. You're going to have a Siri voice. Oh, really? You really don't want this book to sell?
No.
Or be listened to. Mashallah, yani.
No, I feel like my audiobook would probably sell better than my… Anyways, let's not have a conversation about this very stressful topic. Let's keep it moving.
Keep your eyes and ears, because it might be an audiobook. Peeled.
Yeah.
And looking forward to Reem's next ChatGPT authored chapter, maybe book.
Adventure. This is going to be an adventure.
Oof, let's see.
You know?
Or like a Reem versus AI. So both of you write the same chapters. And the book splits in the middle.
100%.
So there's a Reem version of the story, and then there's the AI version of the same story.
Actually, you know what? That parallel universe, this is, okay, you know what? Let's table that. That's what's happening.
Right?
Let's table that.
So
okay, I'm here for that.
On a quick note.
Yes, ma'am.
You were saying on your feed, there's always been a lot of stuff coming up. These little memes about toxic…
No. I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I never said that. I said that I love my feed. My feed is the kind of feed where even if I wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. I can look at my feed. It will not impact my day, uh-huh. not make me feel down. And it's not the kind of feed that I'm going to go like, I need a social detox.
Right.
Because my feed is filled with puppies, food.
Right.
And sports.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never said there's little things up. No, it's a very well curated feed.
I'm not saying
which app are we talking about? Or is this across the board?
No,
Instagram.
He was saying about Instagram. Okay, so my mistake. So all of the AI fits into one of those categories, I'm sure. But my point was on my feed, which I try to filter out but fail sometimes. There was this whole section on toxic positivity, which is this idea of like, when bad things happen, people are like, it'll be okay, or just keep happy, because being unhappy is now seemingly, in some circles, an unacceptable state. I tend to err on the side of positivity. Now I'm told it's
what
toxic.
Do you mean?
No. You cannot generalize that.
True?
I don't think you can generalize it. I agree with your philosophy and your life approach of positivity. I'm here for it. I think that's beautiful.
We all are.
Thank you.
But toxic positivity is a thing.
So define it in the way you see it or the way you experience it.
The way I see it and the way… I mean, thankfully I haven't experienced it because I got assholes or friends that humble me all the time.
We got you.
But I think it's… But in that same context, in this example, there are people that are not being humbled by their surroundings. Like this idea that, oh, you got this, you know, you're the best, you're this, you're that, you're that. And then that gets you. Like, that is toxic positivity, in my opinion.
So when you gas up somebody that shouldn't be gassed up?
Correct. Okay. Like, that false gassing, just don't do it. That is, in my opinion, like, that's false positivity. Or, for example…
Isn't that called maslahji bil Arabi?
Maslahji is when you want something from somebody.
Yeah, so you gotta slide them.
Yeah, no, but you gotta slide them.
You gaslight them.
We're gaslighting on the regular now. cool.
No?
So
toxic positivity would be like, you go, girl. you gaslight the hell out of them.
Yeah.
If that's what you wanna do, you better do it.
Right? So in my opinion, that's one example. Another example is for example, you know how like we're in a world now of everything, like body positivity. I'm here for body positivity of all shapes. But if somebody is also living a very unhealthy life, doesn't matter if you're skinny or you're fat. There's some people with great metabolism, doesn't mean they eat well or they have a healthy life, right? You shouldn't tell them that, hey, you're still doing a great job.
I see.
You know, or, oh, you look great, or you're beautiful for how you are. Like, yeah, great, you are. But what are you doing to take care of your health? I'm an avid believer that fitness and health are not always the same thing, right?
Right.
Because also the fitness world can be very toxic.
I see what
you mean. You know? So I think that in my opinion, that's another form of like…
Toxic positivity,
yeah.
What is it to you, Akul?
Wallah, sarahatan, I'll tell you. I think positivity is positivity. You know, I think if you tell someone that doesn't look good that they look good, it shows… I think they even know that you're a liar and time you're drunk. So, you know what I mean? Like, if you see someone that is trying their best at the gym and you go like, as long as you're happy, do whatever you want, that's not toxic positivity. That's just positivity.
That's just positivity.
But like, if someone is like, to your point, doesn't work out, is sitting on the couch all day, is a bit obese, if you go and tell them you look great, they know you're a liar.
So you're saying
not everybody.
I think toxic positivity.
You're comparing them to yourself. You're a hyper aware person. Like, you have great self awareness. not everybody shares your self-awareness.
Hell, if someone is sitting on a couch that doesn't do anything, someone goes like, oh, yo, bro, you're looking great, physical shape. Trust. I don't think anyone would go and say that to someone.
Some people believe it. That's the problem.
I think for me, it's about, well, I agree with what Akawi's saying, is that positivity, when it exists, is undeniable. Like, it sort of exists in its own container in spaces.
Right.
And you know when you're just kind of greasing someone up or you're making them feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
However, I wonder about this experience which people are seeing online now, where you cannot be sad. Like, sad is a state where you should not be. Yeah. And that for me is troublesome.
That's also toxic positivity.
It's troublesome. That
right?
for me is toxic, because when you're like, oh, don't worry, everything will be okay,
I don't get what you're talking about on my feed. So I really don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? What are you getting on your Instagram that doesn't allow you to be sad?
No. I'm not saying that it happens to me. I'm saying that there are circles that are, and it is a conversation. I think it might be in women's, like in a very specific space, where when you're unhappy, just be mindful, be in the present. There's all of this rhetoric now that's sort of
like
been
these
built
rules
up
of how to have better mental health, but it's not actually
tackling the issues, right? And so I just feel like, to your point, to Akawi's point, actually, when it's not real, it's actually pretty obvious. Like, a person who is self-reflective will know, okay, this person is just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But the truth of it, in my opinion, and you've even done this with me, this is a rare Akawi sighting, but you were going through a rough time and you were like, I'm just going to be sad today. I remember you were like, I'm just going to be sad today. And I thought that was so healthy. That was so healthy, where he was like, you know what? I'm just going to be sad today. Like, I'm not going to, which a sad Akawi is like a very strange thing. It's not normal for us, but I did
like
think it was a very honest
Akawi.
And healthy
thing
to do. And I think if I was like, no, don't be sad, be happy.
Shut the phone.
See, and that's how you stop toxic positivity. And that's it right there, ladies and gentlemen. No, you're right, actually, OT. The people you surround yourself with like really help shape the way you
That's
see
the thing.
The world.
You need honest friends around you.
You're welcome, Reem. Also, I'm up to renting out my feet for everyone that is feeling a bit down.
You're renting out what?
Renting out my feet.
Oh, your feed.
Because, you know, it's all about puppy. Like, it's a very well-curated feed.
I misheard that. I thought he said he was renting out his feet. I thought we were going somewhere completely different. And that was scary for a moment.
New revenue stream for the can. I will rent out my feet. No? And a feet? No? Not a thing? Not a thing?
Welcome to
I think we should cancel this button from OT. You already pressed it like four times today.
This segment is really taking over our show. I like my feet. I work hard at my feet. Akawi has nice feet too. I don't see why we should not use it as a pipeline for minimal revenue, though passive, at Dukan.
This is Reem's pitch for us to start an OnlyFans. No.
Welcome to Dragons. I just feel like it's harmless. And
are you still talking about feet?
Yes, I'm still making my case.
Oh,
until you reject it outright,
rejected.
Okay, thanks.
I stopped listening. I'm trying to figure out if ChatGPT has lady racial tendencies right now.
Wow, forget
I tuned out of the feet conversation.
Forget this. Okay, well,
on that note,
y'all are gonna regret it. This is regrets. I feel this episode is regrets, but welcome to the new format. We have Shataf Report, we have Reem's Planes.
Straight up,
let me know what you want me to explain.
It's all about
Reem,
really.
No,
seriously,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Both,
bro, don't
all
put
segments are Reem segments.
Listen, don't put a boundary on my creativity.
We're not.
My creativity is bound.
We created these sound effects for your creativity.
You.
Who's putting boundaries?
Thank you. Ask ChatGPT. Boundless.
That's what she is,
the universe. I Mashallah. Am the universe.
Mashallah.
Thank you.
Allahi, what is that?
See, don't have your friends gas you up. It's not true.
Yo, never.
This is This is so toxic. Positively toxic.
Positively
this
toxic.
Is so
I
positively
think that's a good way
toxic.
To wrap this up. This was a very positively toxic show.
I
from
loved
the Shataf.
Stay toxic, ladies and gentlemen.
Stay toxic, guys.
I don't rent out my feed, but my DMs are great. You can ask everybody. You can ask these guys out here. My meme game is on point when they choose to check it out.
Subscribe.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Anyways.
And with that, we out.
We love you.
Masalama.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.